Hi everybody, hope you're doing well. We've just come out here to do a devotional and the rain has come on. So over the next 4 minutes we'll probably be a lot wetter than we were at the beginning. A good number of years ago I had a good Christian friend who was getting married. And the night before the wedding we stayed at his future brother-in-law's house. Got up the next morning and his mother had made us a beautiful fry, eggs, bacon, soda farls, all sorts of good things. We really enjoyed it, set us up for the day. And as she was cleaning up in the kitchen, she began just to relate something of her testimony whenever my friend went to get ready. She must have went on for about half an hour, telling me how she had got converted and then how the Lord had saved her husband in remarkable circumstances. And towards the end of it, she said these words, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." Thought in my mind, that must be in the Bible. So I went home, got out Cruden's Concordance, looked it up, and there it was in the book of Nahum, chapter 1 and verse number 7. "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." Nahum was a prophet to Nineveh, godless city, and he was a prophet of judgment. But in the midst of it all, he reminded the people, listen, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. And friends, today God is good. All of the time God is good. There's not a moment whenever God feels to be good, especially towards his people. He knoweth them that trust in him. That word knoweth means deeply, intimately acquainted with those who trust him. He knows us through and through. He knows our downsetting or uprising or going out or coming in. He knows our thoughts afar off. He knows the words that's in our mouths. Job said, "He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." You know, God is so good. That's a fact. The Bible teaches it. The cross of Christ demonstrates it. And then the psalmist invites us to come and experience it. He said in Psalm 34, verse 8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Paul said, "The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." You know, just yesterday and over the last few days, especially in our lives and in our circumstances, we can testify that the Lord is so good. He's answered prayer in a wonderful and in a remarkable way. He has done exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. And I love my Savior, love my God. He is so good. God, the little children's chorus says, God is so good. He took my sin. Now I am free. He's so good to me. Let's praise the Lord for that. Oh, that men would praise God for his goodness and for his wonderful works towards the children of men. If you're a Christian today, just rejoice in the Lord's goodness. It might be cold, it might be wet, it might look like summertime is over, but the Lord is still good. And if you don't know him, why not trust in him even today and taste and see for yourself that the Lord is good. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.